This is 7AD and 7BU, and it's time for our weekly Power Savers chat with Adrian from DMS Energy. Hello, mate.
Good morning, Darren.
So we're going to talk about pumps at the moment, solar pumps.
Yes.
Exactly how they work.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us.
Well, we're specialists in designing and installing Lorenz solar pumps, and to be honest, and it might surprise people to know, this is where our solar journey began in 2007, designing and installing solar-powered pumps.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay.
So solar-powered pumps, as the name describes, is water pumping, a water pumping system that uses solar power as its energy source.
Yeah.
Yep. Solar power is the perfect power source for pumping water in many applications. As the hotter and drier it is, the more water you have available. Where we install most of our Lorenz product is mainly for stock watering and orchard-style irrigation. They're the most common sort of applications we are involved in. Though we've also done lots of small blocks where the water source is a long way from power supplies, and we've also done some really big transfer jobs as well. The largest pump we have in our range out of the box will move 440,000 litres an hour.
Wow.
Yeah. And if you want bigger, we just have to delve into our bespoke made products.
Yeah.
Yeah. So needless to say, we can move any amount of water anywhere with solar pumps, from a few thousand litres per day to millions of litres of water a day. And that's all from sunlight. How smart these devices have become. When I first started putting these in, they had an on-off switch and a pressure switch, if you were lucky, to turn them off when the tank was full.
Yep.
And that was it. Nowadays, we have Bluetooth connectivity. We can tell the unit to stop pumping at, say, 20,000 litres, or we can have a programmed time pumping regime in. We can wind the motor speeds up and down to control flow rates, which might suit different types of irrigation. So the farmer might have a big sprinkler. He needs all the flow. Then he might, the next day, he might be irrigating using drippers.
Yeah.
So he needs lower flow rates. Also, the controllers will log up to 30 years of pumping data, so you can see how much water you've moved and when. If we put remote communication pack on it, the client can see and do all this from their office or their mobile phone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or the tractor.
Or the tractor, yeah. Lorenz, this bringing farming into the century where smart agriculture is smart business. So being more precise and efficient with water control is the way to maximise your profits and take some of the Mother Nature uncertainty out of agribusiness. Yeah.
Well, actually, you've got a nice glossy pamphlet from Lorenz here, and there's a few quotes from some farmers that have been using the product. Right now, I see one here. This is from Robert, who's from Broken Hill, New South Wales. That's pretty dry.
Yeah, it's dry.
It doesn't get much drier than Broken Hill. Right. By going solar, I reckon I'm saving $15,000 a year, which includes the saving on fuel and maintaining the old pumps.
Yep.
15K. Yeah.
A lot of those guys, they literally drive hundreds of kilometres between pump stations, yeah. And now they just get on their phone and go, oh, yeah, it's pumping.
I'll turn it on and I'll turn it off. Yep.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
So, well, let's talk about the pumps themselves. They, generally speaking, they come in two varieties, helical rotor and centrifugal. With centrifugal pumps, they're available as a submersible or a surface pump option, and helical rotor is only available as a submersible. So helical rotor is really designed for high lifts, Darren. It's when the height between the water source and the destination is quite high. That is what we call static head. Helical rotors are all about the lifting ability and not so much about flow.
Yep.
And it's very much using the Archimedes screw principle to gain mechanical advantage to force water uphills. Typically 120 metres of height, so it's vertical height, Lorenz helical rotor will have no issue in overcoming. So these pumps sort of suit water transfer, tank filling, stock watering. Yep.
General farm stuff.
Yeah. Well, it's probably our most common one for smaller jobs.
Yeah.
The next one is the centrifugal, and these fling water outwards at high speed through multiple stages, and these develop seriously high flow rates, but they won't lift so high. So, but these move lots of water quickly and better suit irrigation purposes or just any application that requires high flow rates.
Right.
Now, Lorenz has launched the next generation of solar pumps controllers to the point where we can now add solar to existing AC pumps already on site using the new PSK3 range of controllers. Now, this is pretty cool. These are what we call power blending devices. So they can take grid power, solar power, and even generator power and blend it. So it'll take what it'll always favour the solar first.
Yep.
But you imagine if you're pumping away and the clouds roll in when your pumps slow down, well, that might not be good, where it'll just start pull power from the grid or it'll turn a generator on.
Right. So it's a hybrid.
Yeah. It's exactly what it is. It is a hybrid. But the thing is, we can now use solar and keep the capital costs low, because we're using what's already there.
Mm.
Yeah. Also, areas with flaky power supplies benefit from this setup, as when there's a dip in, you know, voltage or frequency, the controller can fill in the gaps from other sources to keep the pumping consistent. And we often see this in areas where there's lots of farms all clustered together and all their pumps turn on at once and half of them just trip out.
Yeah, right.
Because it's just been too much.
Yeah.
Really good idea for that. For small blocks, stock watering, irrigation, water transferring, I don't believe there is anything close to Lorenz in having such a complete range of products. And when you see the thousands of, this is the thing that got me into solar. When you see thousands of litres of water being moved effortlessly by the sun, it is the purest expression of power of solar energy. You can literally see it.
Yeah. Sun, earth, water.
Yeah. If anyone would like a free site visit, because we've always got to do a site visit and do, there's a lot of measurements in this to get the pumping right, and a price, give DMS Energy a call on 1300 502 599 or pop into our showroom at 56 Sheffield Road, Brayton.
I reckon there'll be lots of farmers who'll be very interested in this.
I think their ears just pricked up a bit.
Yeah. All right. DMSenergy.net.au and on the Facebook. And if you have a question regarding solar pumps or anything to do with solar or energy efficiency.
Or just put a PowerPoint in.
Yeah, there you go. Hit you guys up on Facebook, and questions for power savers, we'll see if we can answer those for you as well.
Sounds good.
Catch you next week.
Thanks, Darren.